after one of your past answers, you apologized. You said it sounded like boasting. Are you implying that you monitor your own mental processes? Well, to an extent, and most people do, and certainly I do. I mean, I am aware of at least the obvious implications of what I say. And if I realize it at the moment, I try to correct it or express regret. This is true in all extemporaneous speech if the person is at all conscientious. For example, when I was teaching and go home on the subway, parts of the class would go through my mind with the feeling that isn't exactly right. The actual words would go through, and I'd see, oh, this is what I should have said. Sometimes I would correct it the next time in class, or sometimes the next year, but it would be a little wrinkle that I now see. In that sense, I monitor, but I still do that today. If I answer a podcast question and the taping is over and it's too late to change it, sometimes a question that I'm not fully happy with, a new point or a rewording will occur to me, and I'll think, oh, God, I wish I had thought of that. That's what Ayn Rand called taxicab thoughts. In other words, ideas you get when you're coming home from your speech that's too late to give. But they go through your mind, and I think any conscientious speakers, and it's not an issue of will. You know, my whole life has been words, speaking them and writing them, my whole productive life. So it's almost automatic to monitor and judge what I say as I say it. Now, you also seem to imply that do I identify emotional issues or sense of life issues that might be involved as they occur? Now, that is not simply editing or grasping the meaning of your words. That is a psychological introspection. I certainly don't do that automatically, unless the emotion is obvious. And I do try to do some digging if I find an emotion that's inexplicable or emotions that clash with each other. I certainly agree that it's desirable, in Socrates' words, to know thyself. I think everyone should try to understand at least his key emotions and the main line of his emotions, and then to reappraise if necessary. So in that sense, I monitor. If I found something, I suddenly find tremendous hatred for someone I love, I wouldn't say, well, you know, I don't expect consistency. I would say, what the hell? But now this is not the same as an almost automatic word-by-word monitoring. This is a separate, deliberate task.